Text message in at 78592. I never thought I would care so much about a plate. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you missed the last segment, one of our listeners named Josh called in with a very intriguing story.
Yes.
Josh and his wife went to a party 3 years ago at a friend of a friend's house. They brought over food, but accidentally forgot to take the plate home. And it was one of his wife's favorite plates, so she was pissed that they left it behind.
Really nice and expensive.
So after that, for some reason, they didn't ask for the plate back, and it's been almost 3 years. And why didn't they ask for the plate back? I guess it said it was a plate. They weren't thinking about it. Number two, people's house, the guy's house was far away.
Yeah.
So it'd be a pain to go 2 hours just to get a plate. And Josh and his wife weren't great friends with the people whose house they were at. And they just hoped that they would be invited back again, and maybe then they could get the plate.
Yeah, it's like their fault.
Three years later, Josh was invited back for a poker night, and instead of just asking the host for the plate back, he went into the kitchen when nobody was around and took the plate by shoving it into his pants. Unfortunately for Josh, though, when he got home, his wife informed him that he took the wrong plate, and now he's considering his options in what he should do. Would you say my recap of the situation is accurate?
Yes, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Well, let's take some phone calls. Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
Vince.
Vince, what do you think Josh should do about the plate?
Hey, Josh, I think that you should pretend that back in a couple years ago when you visited, that you accidentally took the wrong plate. And then go back. My wife really liked this plate, and we would like to trade our plate back for you. So here's your plate. Can we please have our plate back?
You're a good liar.
That's a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense, except they're going to be like, actually, we noticed this plate missing right after the poker night.
Yeah.
It is going to be weird, Josh, that you're labeled as the guy who steals dishes just from strangers' homes, basically. I wouldn't invite you over to any party because I like my sets of things.
That's the thing, too. I guess there's sort of a pride thing, too. I don't want to admit that it's been like 3 years I've been holding on to this. He's going to ask why I didn't bring it last time.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing now. It's been so long, and now you're in too deep with this plate, man.
Yeah,
you're in way too deep. Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kat.
Hey, Kat. What do you think Josh should do about the plate?
All right, so now that it's gotten super complicated, you got to pull some like Ocean's 11 type stuff on this.
Because you got to get back
in the house. You have to get the plate. So what you do is you call them up and say, hey, we're redoing our kitchen or we're doing our cabinets, and we really like yours. Can we come and look at them? Mm. So boom, you're in the house. And then when you're there, like while you're like pretending to take pictures and they're like showing off their cabinets, you just switch the plates.
Oh!
I will say, this is a thought that's crossed my mind. Something I should mention, in 2 weeks, this guy's going on vacation to Mexico.
Oh, all right. No. So maybe you can...
When I was there, I didn't see an alarm system.
I love it. You can wait till he's on vacation. You break into his house and swap out the plates, and he will be none the wiser.
Yeah, Josh, Ocean's 11 style. Yeah. I'm feeling it.
Seriously, Josh, I think you need to like enlist some friends to help out. Just do an elaborate scheme. Spend weeks, you know, in a warehouse somewhere in the desert planning this whole thing to switch out the plates. Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, what do you think Josh should do about the plate?
I think he should take a picture of it and mail it to them with a letter holding it for ransom, but like do magazine copies of it, saying that we will keep your plate hostage until you mail it to this address.
I think that's hilarious.
That's pretty good, and you use like the cutout words and stuff.
Yeah.
So they can't trace the writing back to you.
Some 90s stuff right there.
Guaranteed way to not get invited back to poker night.
You can't really apologize and be like, dude, all right, look, here's the deal. I stole your plate the last time I was over. That's going to sound so weird. All right, it's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about what Josh, one of our listeners, should do with a plate that he stole from somebody's house. If you're just tuning in, Josh went to a friend of a friend's house about 3 years ago. He and his wife left one of their favorite plates behind. He doesn't know this person very well, but he ended up back at his house just a little while ago, and he tried to get the plate back. He didn't want to ask for it back because it's been 3 years. So he stole it, except he stole the wrong plate. So now Josh is trying to figure out what he should do to switch out the plates. He's thinking of breaking into their house while they're on vacation in Mexico and just swapping them out because he's embarrassed that this plate situation has gotten so out of control. Josh, I think that's the best idea.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think so too.
You guys are
that music is the soundtrack of my life right now.
I know.
How about the text message we got in? I would just put it in their yard somewhere. They'll have no idea how it got there, and they definitely won't suspect you.
I don't know. That doesn't solve my problem.
Of getting your plate back, right.
That's Hello, true. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think Josh should do?
I think he should just tell the truth. Say, hey, you know, I took the plate thinking it was mine. My wife's been harping on me for 3 years. I always tell my husband to just blame me.
Oh, yeah, blame the wife.
Be somewhat honest, Josh. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, my only problem is that, again, we don't know Joey super well. And what we know of his wife is that she's really mean and has no sense of humor.
But if you always blame the wife, he's probably blaming his wife. So if you blame your wife, there you go.
I like that you're just willing to be thrown under the bus. Yeah, like, just blame the wife.
I just don't even want to risk them, like, pressing charges. Yeah, I'm worried about, like, what if we go to jail or something?
How serious
I don't think you're
going
to go to jail.
I don't want to be a plate stealer.
Well, Josh, what do you think you're going to do?
I got to say, I think I'm just going to wait for them to be in Mexico and go in.
No!
Just do it.
All right. You're an idiot. You're gonna
Josh.
Know, I can't talk to this guy, and I'll never forget that stupid plate.
Good luck, man. Keep me updated on the plate, all right? I've never been so interested in a plate in my life.
And don't call us for bail, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no promises.
Dude, if you need help getting into that house, hit me up. I'm all in, all right? You and I can plan to put this plate back.
Man, I look forward to that.
Sounds good. 785-92. We'll take more of your text messages right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.